All right, we're going to do some tips and tricks to spice up your solo. This is assuming that you got all five pentatonic shapes fairly confidently. You can play alternate picking, which you do. And you can, connect between different shapes. And you have a good rhythmic sense. You have all that stuff. So these are just tips and tricks to spice up your soloing. So first, patterns. Little patterns, right? Let's say we're in the key of C, for those listening. Let's go to the E shape, everybody's favorite shape, at the 8th fret. Usually when you go up a scale, you play the lower note first, right? And you go sequentially up the scale. The pattern in this case is play the upper note on that string first, even though you're going to ascend the strings. Can play the upper note first and it makes the notes go out of order. Alright, so try it. On one string, you play the upper note first. And then the next string. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's easy and it sounds good. Lots of guitar players play it, so let's play some of that. Do it on your own time a little. Now on the way back, you usually play the upper note first, right? So in this case, we're gonna go in reverse. We're gonna play the lower note first. That's pretty cool. It's a simple trick that sounds good. So try mess around with that a minute. You're gonna ascend strings, you do the upper note first. When you're descending, you do the lower note first. Trick. Yeah, try it for a couple minutes. And not only that, try it on different shapes. Try it on all five shapes. You know, see if you can do. Really, I should stop this and have you do it, you know, sequentially on everything, but we're jamming, so you do that on your own. But see if you can do that all the way up. You do upper note first, per string, and then on the way back, you do lower note first, per string. Yeah, cool. So, and then